Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your fracking couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, January 6, 2014.
And this is episode 139.
Hey, we're back. I bet you all thought we were gone.
I know. I mean, at this time last week or the week before.
I was sick.
Yeah, you were sick. And then the week before that, it was Christmas Eve. It was right before Christmas Eve.
Right.
And we were ready. We had a lot to do.
Yeah, we had a lot to do. And so forgive us if we weren't totally, up on it.
Yeah, so happy 2014, everyone.
Yay.
We haven't talked to you since last year. So how's everybody doing today? How's everybody doing? Doing great. So hope you had a great Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. What's the other one?
Festivus.
For the rest of us. So hope you had a great holiday and a great new year, and that is everything that you hoped it was. So just want to say what's up to our chat room.
Hey, chat room.
What's going on, everybody?
I'm so glad you all didn't give up on us.
We are. And we it was a good break. We had some resting to do. We took some time. But who do we have in the chat room?
We have Diddy in the chat room. We have Udella in the chat room.
Hey!
We also have Crather in the chat room. We have Aaron in the chat room. And we have Punk Gopher in the chat room.
What is going on, everybody?
And hopefully that's everybody. And I apologize if it's not.
Okay. They need to speak up.
You need to speak up if you're out there. That's all.
Right, because my viewer list is spinning right now.
Yeah, it is. Mine's pretty bad.
So we're coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky. Where the temperature right now
is. What is it right this second?
Right this second. The temperature right this very second is -1 degrees.
Yay.
And it feels like -21 degrees.
Yay.
So I know people up in the upper parts, probably in Nebraska and Green Bay, you guys are feeling like -40, -50. But let us have our moment.
Exactly. These are the coldest temperatures in a decade, I heard.
Right.
So
today's low was -2 so far. Was today's low.
Yeah, and I don't know when that happened. Probably when I wasn't around.
Probably a few minutes ago, the way it felt.
Probably.
So, it's just so much. Man, you didn't put in here. Are we even gonna talk about what we got for Christmas?
Oh, I guess we could talk about that. We didn't even talk about that.
All right, so let's go ahead.
Hey, y'all, we got some stuff for Christmas.
Let's jump into the weekend wrap up. Ooh.
That's how you people say it, right?
Hando.
Hando's so, here.
No.
No.
It's Hando. Oh. On the bumper.
You got me all excited. Hando's here. Oh no, not really.
But
not
like
really,
like
really.
We're saying, it is so cold outside that it's just crazy. When we were driving home from work, we looked at the Ohio River, and it was just like steam coming off the river.
Yeah, I guess the water couldn't have been warmer than outside.
Well, couldn't it? It got cold fast.
It did.
Yesterday was like 40 degrees, and then within 4 to 6 hours, it went from 40 to like 10. So
it's really bad.
So it started dropping kind of fast and everything. And so they canceled school today because of they thought it was going to do some snowing. But then also the buses wouldn't start this morning. No, that's not why they did that. But
that's not why.
But they did cancel school for JCPS, and they also canceled it for tomorrow as well.
So I know, look, I don't have kids, but I understand parents' outrage when they cancel it when there's no snow.
Yeah.
They canceled it for the kids that are going to be standing on the bus stop.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
And because a kid should not be out there for 10 minutes being on the bus in negative one-degree weather.
He should not be outside at all.
So I understand, because there are some kids who have to walk to the bus stop.
Right.
They don't have an option. So.
Right. The kids, they're getting two extra days after school's out. And I know they're appreciating that a lot. And I know the teachers are as well. But it's going to be 32. It's going to be, by Saturday, it's going to be up to 51 degrees.
I know. But that's Louisville for you. Louisville does things like that. They'll all of a sudden be like, surprise.
It's negative two.
It's negative two.
But yeah.
Here you go.
All right. And then, so for Christmas, since we have, I feel so like, I have so much that I want to talk about.
Well,
so let's just start from the beginning. Okay.
All right.
So before Christmas break, Renee and I, we went to go see The Hobbit. And it was great. Hobbit, the Desolation of Smaug.
It was. I enjoyed Benedict Flumberbutt's voicing of Smaug.
Yeah.
I didn't have to see his weird face. So, hey, it worked out.
I know. Because
he has a weird face.
He does.
Weird
so
face.
The action in Hobbit was spectacular. And it was just amazingly done. You know, I'm just in love with the whole Lord of the Rings and just all this.
Yeah,
stuff.
You so love it.
I do. I really do that and, you know, Drizzt and everything else. So we went to go see that. And then we went to a Christmas party in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an ugly sweater Christmas party.
Yep, and we had an ugly sweater T-shirts.
We did. So we had went to Woot.
We cheated.
And we bought some 8-bit ugly sweater T-shirts, and we wore long sleeves up under them. And we went up to go see the Butts, Kendra and Tony. And we hung out with them and, you know, their friends and everything else. And they had snacks and a ton of drinking, no kids and anything. And it was just wild and crazy night, you know. And then we were super tired when we got there because we had been up earlier that morning and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to bed at night. And then we woke up the following morning. We didn't get to stay.
No, we didn't. We had things to do.
So then we drove to South Bend, Indiana to see Reggie and Dana.
Yay, we get to see Reggie and Dana. For those of you all who don't know, Reggie and Dana are our dear, dear friends that we met Reggie through World of Warcraft, and mm-hmm. we met both of them in Nerdtacular, and they have become our dear friends.
And right, we also had them on the show.
We did have them on the show.
And we saw their beautiful daughter.
Oh, she's so adorable. Even though she didn't like people that much, but she was adorable.
Yeah, so she was super cute. We got to hang out with them, eat some lunch, and everything else. And then, so we left that same day and drove back to Louisville. And this was the day when that crazy windstorm that people had power outages and everything else and rain. It poured down in Louisville. So we got back that Saturday right before it happened. And we had to go to Kroger. Well, we didn't have to, but we did, because we didn't want to come back out on
I never want to come back out
on Sunday. Reason being was because we had to go get all the food that we were going to be fixing for Christmas. So because, you know, we were having Christmas over at Mom and Dad's, over Mr. and Mrs. Crocker's,
mm-hmm.
and we have volunteered to make some things. I was tasked with making the turkey. So this was my first year actually making a turkey.
You were nervous.
I was. I was extremely nervous. So I did the Alton Brown recipe with the turkey brine and the aromatics inside. The one thing I'm going to do differently is that I'm not going to put so much apples and onions inside the turkey.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what prolonged the cooking time a little bit longer.
But everyone was impressed.
Yep, the breast, the white meat was very moist, and it stayed moist, and it was really good. And you made?
I made Kenny Viams.
And you tried a new recipe, didn't
I did try a new way of doing things, and it turned out amazing.
It turned out awesome.
There were still, you know, Southern style Kenny yams. You know, you slice the yams, and they had the brown sugar and the cinnamon, and put a little bit of nutmeg in there, and it turned out amazing. And I'll do it again next year, and because that's easy. I'm going to pick something else to do, too, so my mom can not do anything. That's her goal,
right.
To not do anything.
Right.
So I will help her along.
And we made cookies.
We did make cookies. I made snickerdoodles.
Yep. You made snickerdoodles. And they were amazing.
Yeah. They were pretty good. And I made brownie chocolate chip cookies, which I say they were too rich, but everybody else said, no, not too rich.
No, they weren't too rich. I mean, they were rich if you ate like two or three. They were not to be consumed like snickerdoodles.
No.
And then I made oatmeal chocolate chip peanut butter cookies,
mm-hmm.
which were... off the hook. You
they
have to
good.
Admit they were really good. And I also baked a cake. Demetrius's, our brother-in-law, his birthday is Christmas Eve, and Sunday was when we were doing the family dinner for him. So I baked his birthday cake. Homemade chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
And so this time when we made the cake, I wanted to use the swan cake flour, which is what my grandmother always used when she made her cakes. And when we were making the cakes, we were, you know, Renee was assisting me. Renee is awesome. She helps me
a
lot.
What do I do? What do I do?
She organizes the kitchen.
That's what she's supposed to do.
While I'm cooking.
Yeah, Jay knows to do this. He just doesn't do it.
Right.
He knows to take everything out before he bakes. He just doesn't do it.
Yeah, I just pull it out as I'm going.
Which, and he doesn't read the recipe all the way through.
No, I don't. And that's
before
one,
he makes it.
That is one thing that I really, really need to do.
Yeah, because what if you find out, oh, crap, I need to let this marinate for 3 hours.
Oh, man, I got to go kill a dog. Toby, come here.
So that's what happens. I've had that happen before. I'm like, oh.
Right. So I really need to read the recipe all the way through to make sure I want to do everything.
And we need to make sure to post the recipe for the peanut butter cookies.
We'll do.
There's a little bit too much in there for me going on. I like more simple
things. See, Renee likes simple things.
There's like one too many elements.
I like peanut butter. I like oatmeal. I like chocolate chip.
I like those three things too.
And I like them together. I love...
No.
Like, Renee crazy.
Okay. Apparently I'm crazy.
Girl, you crazy. With the cake, I was making the cake, using the cake flour. And people that probably bake a lot and stuff like that probably know this, but I didn't. And my grandmother probably would have told me, but had I read the directions on the box, Renee and I would have known. So for every cup of flour that your recipe calls for, you have to add 2 tablespoons of more of the cake flour because it's so fine, you have to make up. So I ended up having to do the chocolate cake twice because the first one didn't set. So we had about halfway through,
mm-hmm.
we just called it and said, it's a mess. So we pulled it out of the oven, threw everything away, and started over again. So second time around, bam-o, great. And I made, you know, homemade icing and everything.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. Everybody loved it.
Now, I did read the turkey recipe all the way through.
You did?
Yep, I did read that one all the way through because I was really nervous about it.
You read it a few times.
I read it a few times. And I watched the Alton Brown special like 4 times
mm-hmm.
just to make sure I had everything right. So I made the brine on Sunday after I made the cake as well because I was going to let the brine sit for a night while the turkey was defrosting on Monday. And then by the time it finished defrosting, I had stuck the turkey in the brine until Tuesday morning. It was a lot. See, this is why we didn't do the show.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. This is why we didn't do the show. I had presents showing up on Tuesday, And Monday, I had to wrap these presents, and there was just so much going on. Deidrin and Chris were in town, as well as Ethan were in town, and had to spend time with them. So from Friday until, I never sat at this desk. Actually, when you guys, so Friday, and then I worked on Monday and Tuesday, right? Yeah, Monday and Tuesday. When I got up at noon on Tuesday, I didn't come back to my desk until right after New Year's.
Yeah, we stayed away from the office.
Because there was just so much going on. So that was the whole pre-Christmas thing.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it.
So what'd you get for Christmas, babe?
Jay gave me awesome gifts. Jay got me he got me a t-shirt for the Necromancer.
Yep. Best friends great. Forever.
Best friends forever. He got me the Griddler.
I did. I got her the Griddler.
The Griddler. It's a 5-in-1. I don't know why they call it a 5-in-1. But anyway.
Because you can do griddle, you can do grill, you can do panini press, and then you can do mix and match. Yeah. It's kind
of so we've funny. Been using that, and we like that. He gave me some Blu-rays. You gave me.
You don't have to remember them all. I gave.
My mom gave me like six or seven Blu-rays.
She got an assortment of Blu-rays.
Disney Lots of Blu-ray. Disney stuff, which I love.
Right.
I know I got Annie and The Last Unicorn as well as a bunch of Disney stuff. Old school Disney stuff, which is the best.
Lady and the Tramp, Fox and the Hound.
Fox and the Hound. Man.
You got two books.
Yes, Jay gave me two books, and I've already read one of them. Mindy Collins.
Oh, you finished?
Yeah, I finished last night. Oh, Mindy Collins is Everyone Hanging Out Without Me.
Oh, you have to talk about that later.
Great. I will. I have it in the show notes. It's great.
Oh, man, finished that.
And he also gave me Orange is the New Black.
Yep.
So I was going to start on that, but I need to finish Hitchhiker's Guide first, because I put that on the back burner while I finished a different book. So, and help me remember. What else?
I don't know. You're going to have to help me remember mine. Because
come on,
because you got me, Renee got me a stand for my PS Vita.
I did. And I got you coffee grinder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. She got me the coffee grinder that stores the coffee in it. And I just press the button. I don't have to. And it's a burr grinder.
You have to measure anything.
It's a burr grinder. So it gives the right pressure to the beans.
Your old grinder is used for mine, I think.
Yeah, it's used for yours, and I use it for like when I want to make a special cup of something else. Mm-hmm. And then
Apple TV.
Yep, and you got me the Apple TV.
Yep.
So yeah, it was a
great Christmas here.
It was.
My mom gave me a lot of stuff. She gave me a lot of DVDs. She gave me a cookie press, and she gave me a cake decorating set, which is what I wanted. My sister Kim gave me a flirty apron.
Yeah, she got all
super
the,
cute.
Yeah, she gave all the sisters aprons, and they were like super. They look flirty. I mean, they're sexy.
A little flirty apron. Jay likes when I wear it.
I do, especially when she doesn't have anything else up under it. So.
TMI.
Oh, sorry.
trying to remember everybody else get because how we do it, like. People draw a name, so right. My mom had my name. That's why I got so much stuff from her. And then everybody else gave like little $10 gifts too. So everybody gets something from somebody.
Right.
But so it and was then, just a great Christmas.
And Deidre had my name, and she got me an AeroPress for my coffee, so I can AeroPress my coffee.
Mm-hmm. Chris gave us good gifts.
He did.
Chris is my sister's sister Deidre's boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And he gave us some comic book stuff.
Yeah, he gave us comic book stuff. Deidre got me a Black Lightning shirt.
Yes.
Which has the DC character Black Lightning on it. That's been on my wish list for like a year. She got me an electric razor. So I'm trying to move from blade razors to give electric razor a try. I have never used the electric razor, and they say it takes roughly 21 days to get used to electric razor. I've always used a regular razor for my whole life. So, and I'm gonna try it for 21 days. I've been using it since the new year. So I'll see how everything goes by the end of the month. One thing that I noticed is that, when I shave with a blade, I guess my skin got used to it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't burn when I put on aftershave or anything like that.
Okay.
But now, you know, using the electric razor, I have that a little bit, you know, so I get a little irritation under here, but, up under my neck, you know, and I usually don't get that, but I'm not getting any razor bumps, which is great. So we'll see how it goes. We'll definitely see how it goes. Yeah, an assortment of things. So, you know, we're not to post pictures of everything we got.
Yeah, we're that kind of person.
I think we may have did that one time, but since we've been here.
And I would be cool if we didn't have as much stuff to give, but, you know, that's how my family does at the moment. So there you go.
Right. One of the things that, you know what, this should be I shit you not, but I didn't put up the bumper, but Costco is getting super strict.
Costco is getting crazy strict.
Right,
now.
Right.
It's nuts.
So basically, our mom, she usually asks us when we're going to Costco and she wants to go tag along with us. One of the things that I've been noticing late when I go to Costco is that they actually been checking the face on the cards when they come up and they call you by your last name. And then they're like, you know, if someone's with you, they're like, they have to pay cash, or, you know, they'll be like, well, today you can go ahead and pay for it, you know.
Yeah. But next time we're not going to let you do it. And they use that kind of voice and everything.
Right. So, so they're really, I guess they're really cutting down on people using borrowed memberships, I guess.
Yeah. So, you know, I will admit here and now we do the sneaky thing.
Yeah.
You know, I take my mom's card and, you know, do the little sneaky thing, but it's all
right. Right.
We pay our membership.
Yeah, we pay our membership. We give them a lot of
membership.
We give them a lot of business.
We do.
Speaking of that, let's get to some tech.
Technology.
All right. So, guess what, Renee? You know what? Before we get into that, one of the things that Renee also got me for Christmas was a WineGuard HD flat wave antenna.
Ooh.
And this is an indoor amplified antenna that that allows you to pick up HD local HD channels. And a lot of you are probably wondering, why do you need an HD antenna, Jay?
Why do you need an HD antenna?
Well. Guess what the Valentines are embarking on here.
I think we talked about this a little bit.
In the next week or two. It's probably more likely going to be next week. Depends when one piece of hardware arrives. We are officially cutting the cord.
Snip, snip.
We are cutting cable off.
And saving a lot of money, mind you.
Saving a lot of money. So that was one of the things over the vacation that we also want to try and do was trying to adjust from watching cable TV and trying to get more adjusted to watching stuff on Netflix, Hulu, really trying to figure out how is this going to fit into what we do. So I bought this WineGuard amplified antenna, and I pick up 33 channels just from the antenna alone in Louisville, and I'm almost 30 miles away from the antennas. So we get, you know, of course, all the NBC, CBS, WB, not W. Why do I say WB all the time?
Because it used to be the WB.
Oh, CW. So we get the CW. And you know, we get a lot of channels. And then also just with being able to, a lot of the shows that we want to watch, shows that's been on our list forever in our Netflix queue that we haven't watched, you know, there's just some things that we want to do. And also we'll be saving some money. And so we're in the process of getting ready to cut the cable.
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
I am. I'm excited.
Super excited.
I'm just slightly nervous, you know. I wish I didn't have to work last night because I really want to watch Downton Abbey with the antenna up front.
Right.
You know, because
but we've seemed to have misplaced something important.
Right.
The freaking TV remote.
Yeah, we can't find our TV remote for the one up front.
Which is so crazy, but whatever.
So we got to buy another remote or something. So, do you have any other thoughts about cutting the cable?
I'm excited. I'm excited about the money we'll save. And it's nice. I have a lot of games I still need to play. Right. And so I think I'm okay. Yeah. I think I'm all right.
Oh, cool. Let's go ahead and jump into some media.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
And Aaron said that he's cut the cable for a little while.
Oh, okay.
He said it was amazing. And Kratz has also been tempted to cut the cord.
It's easy to see why.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So, when we last left you all,
time last week,
we talked about watching Volcano High, you know.
Because Punk Gopher recommended this to us a billion times.
You know, we've already, the newly dubbed version with all the crew from Busta Rhymes and all that, Method Man. And so.
How'd that go for us, babe?
It didn't happen.
We're really sorry, Punk Gopher.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
I feel bad.
You had like 3 weeks to watch, like 2 weeks to watch it.
But.
2 weeks to watch it, yeah.
But there's a reason. And you
What's
all,
our reason? I would love to hear this reason.
And
what's
you
our
all
reason?
Are about to find out.
What's our reason?
Oh, the whole list of stuff that we're going to talk about after we get.
Yeah.
After we talk about this.
All the stuff that kept us from watching it.
Yeah. Right. So we're going to leave Volcano High there because I do want that to be the first movie
we
watch.
Going to be there. We're going to leave it there.
So we're going to leave it there. We're not doing a movie for next week. And we already talked about The Hobbit.
We did. We watched The Hobbit. It was
but
good.
During the break, we did catch up on Doctor Who.
Yeah, we are caught up to current.
So we,
Doctor Who.
So we are where everyone else is with Doctor Who. That watched it live
so
and everything.
I'll get all the references.
Yep.
When anybody says anything about a Doctor Who, I will get it.
Yep.
And I like that.
So we made our way through the Matt Smith Doctor Who. And then we also saw, why is Aaron judging us? Because we didn't watch Volcano High.
Yeah. Well, Aaron is King Judge.
Yep.
So
King
he
judge.
Will judge.
Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd.
That's
your new nickname, Aaron. You're Judge Dredd.
But what we're caught up. We all the references. We saw all the specials. We saw the 50th anniversary special. We saw the Christmas special, and we saw the saying bye to Matt Smith special as well. So,
bye, Matt Smith.
Yeah,
I have doubts about Peter Capaldi.
You know, he didn't say too much, but
he really didn't say anything to for me to even
right.
Do you have not, doubts?
He said something. Oh, I guess I probably shouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But that's not a spoiler to say he's the next Doctor because
everybody knows.
Everybody knows that.
Right. So we finished Doctor Who and we're caught up on that. I was just, that was my goal. And we finished before the new year. That was what I wanted to do. And we did through the sickness that we had going on. And then after we finished Doctor Who, we caught up on Sherlock. We finished
Sherlock.
We finished all of Sherlock, and we actually watched episode 1 of season 3. And you're all probably like, how'd you do that? That's over at the BBC. I bet you torrented it, didn't you?
Nope.
No, we did not.
We did it legally. Take that.
We used Hola. Unblocker, which is a Chrome extension that allows you to unblock, allows you to VPN pretty much. So it gave me a UK address, IP address,
mm-hmm.
And I was able to, we were able to watch Sherlock, the first episode of season three. So we caught up on Sherlock. And, oh, man, every Sherlock is like 88 minutes. So it's like a, it's like almost like a movie, almost.
It is.
You know? So that was seven of those. And so what do you think about Sherlock?
I don't mind Sherlock. It's not a bad show. It's not the best show I've ever seen.
Right.
And it can get a little long.
Yes, they do get a little long.
They get a little long. It's a little long. But I liked him. Looking at Benedict Cumberbatch's weird face. I like seeing Bilbo a lot, so that's cool.
He looks like the Silence is what I said.
I don't think he looks like the Silence, but he's, yeah.
Anyway.
So, yeah, I mean, I liked it. It was good.
Yeah.
Someone mentioned that they think they tied up everything in a bow a little too nicely, but.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's television for you.
That's television for you.
Then after we finished Sherlock, we started watching Battlestar Galactica.
Because people have been saying you all have to watch Battlestar Galactica.
You don't know how I had a lot of people come back and say, we're so glad that you're finally watching.
They're excited.
That we're watching it.
And we can't and say anything on here because we don't want to spoil.
And especially, yeah, we can't say a lot. But we finished season one. Yesterday.
And that was an OMG.
Yeah.
For those of you all who've seen season one of Battlestar Galactica, so, OMG.
Right.
I was like, I didn't expect that.
So we saw that, and then Downton Abbey came on.
Yep.
And then today for dinner, we started season two. So I have to say, I appreciate everybody not spoiling things for me, even when I'm asking tons of questions.
I know. He, like, well, Jay, I'm not asking, Jay doesn't like to let things play out.
Well, I'm tweeting my thoughts, and then sometimes people want to answer those thoughts. Danny, actually, my coworker, replied on my Facebook, and it was a spoiler, but he removed it before I saw it.
Good
and
job.
I didn't know. I mean, because, you know, I'm not on Facebook.
Good job,
you know, while I'm at work.
Good on you.
But because I was like, man, they still have cancer in the future.
I know.
But I was like, oh, is this the future? And then I start thinking and everything. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's up. So I'm looking forward to going through this, and have to thank Mr. One of our friends for hooking me up with the soundtrack for Battlestar Galactica, because it is some awesome.
It's a very
music.
Nice soundtrack.
Very nice soundtrack. So thank you very much, good sir. And you finished the game.
I finished a game.
Or two.
Or two. I finished Zelda Link Between Worlds.
Nice.
And last time we talked, Jay had finished it, and I quickly followed up. It was good. It felt good to finish a game. I won't play it again on hard because that's not the kind of person I am. So, but it was good. I really, really, really enjoyed it. It was one of my games of the year. And I also finished Alice Madness Returns. Yay me for finishing that game. Creepy as all get out, but I beat it. Take that, Alice. That's already uninstalled, done. So good deal. And I started another game because that's how I do. I started Black Mesa.
Nice.
Black Mesa is the remake of Half-Life 1,
mm-hmm.
just with better graphics.
Right.
And I'm enjoying it a lot. Jay knows that I play it and I can save anytime I want. So I don't have to get to a certain point before I have to stop. And
right.
I'm really enjoying myself with that.
Yeah.
I did something big in the game, and I don't know what to do next. So this will be interesting for trying to find out where I'm supposed to go. So that's super fun. And then we played a game together.
Yeah, so we ended up buying, during the Steam sale, one of two games that we bought was Saints Row 4.
Yep.
So we finally started playing that together.
And it was fun. It's crazy.
They are so over the top. It's like,
so over the
top. It's almost
what
like.
What did they do that one time when we were like, what is wrong with them? I don't remember what they did.
Is it the
did.
Whole walking around thing?
Yeah, the walking around thing. Like, we were in the 50s. That was hilarious. And then you get these special power-ups. You can run as fast as a car. You can jump up a building.
It's almost so over the top. It almost takes me out of it a little bit.
Almost. Yeah, because I feel like whatever goes in Saints Row 4.
Right.
Whatever. They don't care what idea it is.
Right.
If it's crazy, run with it.
Right. It's just like, I'm just waiting for the shark. I'm waiting for the T-Rex riding the shark with laser beam for arms.
I'm sure it'll
happen. To show up. So
does that make you not want to play it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't do that to me. It's just so crazy. So we're doing a co-op, and we did the first part where we finally got our jump abilities is where we're
right.
at, and we did the race. So that's kind of where we're at.
So we're
now.
Still at the beginning. No, Aaron, we haven't done any sex missions.
Right.
But maybe we'll let you know when we do. That sounds a little dirty.
So my dude looks like I went a little different.
Jay went.
My Saints Row 3 person looked like Big Perm from Big Worm from Friday.
Right.
Now, my dude that I have now, he looks like Benjamin. Benjamin Franklin, except he's black.
He has the old timey wig and everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, really, Jay? We're doing that? We're doing this?
Right. Renee hates when I...
Awesome. But I do admit that the call vehicle function didn't work for me for a little bit. It was grayed out, and I couldn't figure out why, but it's working now.
Yeah, there's some...
It's a little glitchy.
It's a little buggy. Bugginess of it
and
stuff like that.
But I'm enjoying it. We're going to eventually play some more.
Yeah.
Who knows? We still have to finish Lego.
We have still finished Lego. And we
Lego
got,
Pirates.
And we have
Lego
to,
Marvel.
We have
Lego,
to stream. We have to
Lord
stream.
Lord of the Rings. Oh,
quit interrupting me.
I was just saying all the stuff that we started
we
a co-op that
play.
We haven't
we still,
finished.
We still have to play Borderlands Christmas part that we haven't played yet. Boom. You know you talking about that. Let's talk about that for a minute.
That's what I'm saying. We start co-op, we need to finish. You have a problem with finishing co-op with me.
No, I don't.
I think you get bored with me.
Nope.
Are you
bored
with me?
I play Borderlands 2 with you.
We did finish Borderlands 2.
Yep.
No dubstep gun yet. We'll be on the lookout for it. I heard it's hilarious.
Yeah. One of the things that we do want to do sometime is stream some Lego Marvel Heroes.
Yes, definitely.
We haven't streamed them in a while on the channel because I don't want them to take their channel away. Somebody be like, they're not streaming. And then they do a big wipe because Justin TV loves Twitch.tv more.
Okay.
Oh, you can also stream some Saints Row 4 as well.
Yeah, good.
Yep.
So people can laugh at us.
Yep. So, I could set that up. I mean, we did it for Final Fantasy mm-hmm. 14. I picked up YS Chronicles of Moria. I traded in a bunch of games, and I ended up trading in so many games. I got the game free and like 20 more bucks from GameStop. So I don't know what I'm going to buy next. And also, I got Murasuma Rebirth for...
I didn't know you got this one.
Deidre gave me this one for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So I got two PS Vita games as well for during the Christmas break, and I've been playing both of those. So it's really been fun. I'm really, really enjoying the PS Vita. I mean, I say that every time that I talk about it. And I also enjoy our PSN Plus. And if you have a PlayStation 3 and you have not played Brothers yet, you need to go download it and you have PS Plus.
I haven't played it yet.
You can get it free with PS Plus. We were going to do that, but thanks to good friend of the show, we got two copies. So thank you very much, sir. And there was some other games that we had gotten as well. I want to thank folks for too. So thank you all for that. And then oh man, we were in tech and we didn't even talk about it.
What didn't we talk?
We didn't talk about Sparrow.
Sphero.
Sphero, yeah.
I thought you were talking about the dragon Sphero. You know
right.
Spyro the Dragon?
Oh.
The video game?
Yes.
I was like, I don't remember that.
Yeah, so we got an awesome Christmas present from our friend Strumpy.
Yes, Strumpy gave us an amazing Christmas present. I can't believe we forgot about this.
Oh.
In the midst of everything else, but right. She got us a robot.
Right. We got
it's
a little
adorable little robot, and I've used it several times. It's great. I had to be careful because you can control it with your iPhone, which
right.
is awesome. It zooms around. It'll dance and it'll sing kind of thing.
Right, and you earn you earn experience points the more you use it. And we have to be careful because Toby absolutely loves it.
Yeah, the problem is that he tries to pick things up in his mouth
when
he loves
kill
things.
It.
He wants to kill it. He wants to find out why it's making that noise in the lights, and he wants to kill it.
Right.
So we can't really do it with him around, or I'm constantly telling him to leave it because he can't help it. It's too enticing for him. So
yeah,
but it's hilarious. It gets a little dirty, especially when I haven't swept. But it's super fun.
Yeah. So it's
charging on our side table.
So thank you so much. We might try to get some video.
Yeah, I think video of that would be nice.
It's just really cool. Really cool. And talk about the books. Have you finished both of these?
Yes, both of these. When my dad was in the hospital, my sister had some books. She had The Book Thief. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I love to read. So I was like, can I see one of those while we're waiting? So it was The Book Thief. Reading her book, I got about maybe a little over...
Third of the way.
About a third. I wouldn't say over a third.
Okay.
About a third of the way through, I got...
That's what I said.
You said a little lower. Anyway, I got a third of the way through The Book Thief, and I was enjoying it. So I picked it up, or you bought it for me on Kindle?
No, it was in our library.
It was in our library.
Our electronic library.
I finished The Book Thief, and it's a young adult book, but it's very, very deep subject matter. And it's not, I mean, depends very on how mature deep. Your child depends on how mature your child is for The Book Thief. But it's very good. It looks kind of like at the other side of Holocaust Germany.
Oh, okay.
From a little German girl's side. And it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It has its sad parts. This is not a spoiler, but one thing the author does, he constantly has the narrator allude to things that are going to happen.
Why don't you say there's tons of foreshadowing?
It's not even foreshadowing. He tells you what's going to happen. Like, oh, and so-and-so was not going to be around for another week or something like that. You know, like he'll tell you what's going to happen.
So he gives you spoilers.
Yes, he spoils it. And you're like, oh, but you're like, oh, so crap, how does that
totally
happen?
You're totally spoiling this for people that
no, haven't not. Read it. They're this like, isn't a spoiler. Because he's...
It's a spoiler that he
does
spoils.
This like, oh, it's not a spoiler that he spoils. He does this like on the first... paragraph or first, he really lays it all out there.
Right,
but
right.
You want to know how does it get from point A to point B? You have no idea.
Right.
And I don't like spoilers, but he spoils in a way that I don't mind.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Not any huge stuff. So, and I also finished a book that Jay gave me, Mindy Collins, who I love. Is everyone going hanging out without me? Mindy Collins was Kelly Kapoor on The Office. She wrote several. Episodes of The Office.
Yeah, she wrote some of the. Didn't she write some of the? Oh, wait, never mind.
And
you just
she has
said
her,
that.
I just said that. And she also has her own show, The Mindy Project.
Yeah.
And which I love. So the book is great because since I watch a lot of The Mindy Project, I read the book in her voice, which was amazing. It was like a free audiobook. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, it is. How else would you read that book?
Yeah. And, because I know her voice so well.
Right.
So it's really good. I laughed. Like, I would be sitting on the couch watching Battlestar Galactica, and I would start laughing. And Joe would be like, what is wrong with her? And then I'll be reading at the
same
time.
It'd be like an intense moment, and Renee's like,
that's not how
I'm
I
like,
laugh, everyone.
What?
That's not how I laugh.
I was like, what? Then I have to pause it, and she has to read the passage to me.
And it's funny, and Jay laughs. So
yeah,
it's great.
I laugh because Renee's laughing in the middle, and Renee has to do like 10 things at one time.
But it's hilarious.
Unless she's watching Downton Abbey, because damn it, when Renee's watching Downton Abbey.
I was multitasking.
Everybody be quiet. She does not look at her phone, computer, or anything. It is all eyes on Downton Abbey. And this morning we were driving in to work. I was trying to just catch up on what happened because I was doing a little work on this. I was doing work because I was on a phone call. And I was trying to catch up as to what happened. And then Renee was like, you was getting a little aggravated with me because I was asking you questions about what happened. Like,
I wasn't getting aggravated.
Like, why didn't you watch it?
Well, you asked me about stuff that you saw, which was like, I know you were watching.
I wasn't really watching. I was
in the first 5 minutes, you were watching.
No.
And we watched the first 5 minutes twice.
The meeting started at 9 o'clock. There's no way I could have been.
You were watching.
I was watching, but I wasn't listening. I had people talking in my ear.
Anyway, we're not gonna argue on the podcast. We don't do that.
I'm not arguing. I'm just telling.
I'm arguing with you.
I am telling facts of how you are.
Okay. Anyway, about Downton Abbey. Downton Abbey. Lady Mary's sad. She's sad.
She's sad?
She's sad. That's not a spoiler. Everybody knows she's sad.
Why she sad?
Well, is it a spoiler to say what happened at the end of the last episode? Well, then I'm not going to spoil anything.
It is.
I'm just going to say she's sad. Very sad.
So, yeah.
Maybe we're going to go cheer somebody up. Cheer up, Lady
Mary. Maybe, see, that's when you should have saved the last bit of the Mindy book.
Maybe. She's
so
sad.
So you could have listened
but
to that.
But I enjoyed Lady Grantham.
Lady Grantham.
No, not Lady Grantham. The Dowager, the Countess Dowager.
Oh,
love her.
Which one?
Maggie Smith.
Yeah, just say Maggie Smith. Because
why do
when
you
I see
dictate
her,
dictate who, what I call people on the show.
Because
like, I don't.
Babe,
understand.
When you talk
I said
about
Barrow, and he said, "Who's Barrow? Don't call him Barrow. Call him Thomas." I was like,
"Okay, here's my
fine.
Thing. Every time." Maggie Smith does something on the show that makes you laugh. You're like, I love Maggie Smith.
I do.
You don't
her.
Say, I love
the Dowager.
The Bowager.
The Dowager.
Yeah, you don't say, I love the Dowager.
It's probably Dowager.
Or whatever, but you don't say that. And I'm just like, why do you say that?
Why can't I interchange their names?
But you never do, is what I'm saying.
I just did.
Okay, Pumpernickel. That's when I'm going to start calling. Oh, see? I'm just interchanging the names, Renee.
That's not the name, though. It'd be different if that wasn't her name. If I started to call her Carolyn, then I would understand you calling her Pumpernickel.
No, I was calling you Pumpernickel.
You know, I've never had Pumpernickel.
Yes, you have. You've had Pumpernickel bread.
Okay. He's telling me what I had. Or no.
Okay.
Anyway, so, yeah. So, where were we? Oh, yeah. So, I finished those two books. Amazing. I need to finish The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and back to that one now.
The fridge is not prepared.
He's been waiting to cut me off.
Oh, I thought you were done.
I thought you were done.
Were you done?
I'm done now.
That's right. You better be done.
Weight loss update? I didn't calculate anything. It's week 70.
Yeah.
70 what? Oh, four.
Yep.
Yeah. And I didn't calculate anything.
I actually
did you weigh yourself?
I actually gained 10 pounds.
Wow.
No, wait a minute. No, I gained 6 pounds.
Okay.
Over the holiday.
Right.
When I got sick, I lost 10 pounds.
So have you weighed yourself?
No, I haven't weighed myself.
So Jay has no idea what he weighs.
I have no idea what I weigh. So
I can't update you. Sorry, y'all. No, Jay's fault.
It is my fault.
It is my fault that I didn't do the frog pants total. So no frog pants total.
Right.
I know we've lost over 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And with the new year, there are a lot of people that are probably doing the lose it thing and everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
And there is a frog pants group on Facebook. Go out to facebook.com/groups/frogpantslose it. And
go on
and
lose it.
Yeah.
Lose it. I know the Panera and Lose It are teaming up.
They are.
You're giving prizes. So.
Yeah. And I'm gonna get back into logging and everything, which is what
I probably won't.
Yeah. That's fine.
I'm lazy with my logging.
No, that's fine. But I know for me, I'm going
to
start back.
So awesome.
But you're maintaining and you're looking great.
I'm maintaining, I guess. Yeah, I weigh myself every now and then.
Yep.
So.
Yep. So I think that was a busy time that was going on. So yeah, it's kind of why I kind of slacked off a little bit.
Jay wanted to make soup.
Yep. I wanted to make soup this weekend. So I wanted to make soup so bad. I didn't just make one soup. I made two. I made a bean and ham soup and a vegetable beef soup, which were great. The bean and ham soup was a recipe we got from Alachia, who's also been on the show. Thank her for that. It was really, really good. I really enjoyed making that. And that was my first time actually cooking with ham bone. And it called for 3 cups of cubed ham.
Which was a lot of ham.
With the amount of beans that we had, I probably could have.
Even Jay knows that was a lot.
Yeah, I probably could have put 2.5 cups instead of 3.
So I just kicked around the ham.
2.5 cups instead of 3.
Threw the ham away.
And I threw the beans away and just ate the ham. And then I made a vegetable beef.
This was good.
It was really great.
You didn't put a lot of salt in it, but that was on purpose.
Yep, I didn't put a lot of salt in it. And I mean, it really didn't need I didn't think it needed salt. Honestly,
I like salt, but it didn't.
Of course, you like salt.
Salt, but salt would.
So it tasted fine. It was not bland. It was seasoned very well.
Mm-hmm.
Renee's like,
No, I ate it though. I didn't add any salt to it. Oh, I was awesome.
And you ate all the vegetables.
Yes, all the vegetables that I had scooped out, I ate them all.
And you didn't personally dodge vegetables?
No, I ate the carrots. Everybody's going to think I have a problem with vegetables. Y'all, I don't have a problem with vegetables. I don't have a problem with vegetables.
I didn't say anything. No one just said anything.
And
Don't be mad because no one said, okay, but Renee, we believe you.
But, and so the griddler, who Jay made a few grilled sandwiches. We made grilled cheese, which Jay closed the lid on the grilled cheese, makes it really, really thin.
I do.
I don't understand that.
Because I want it.
Why do you want thin grilled cheese?
Because.
Anyway, we made pancakes. Use the griddle.
We did.
Jay made chicken.
I did.
With the grill side.
I made a panini.
And I like it. It's very lightweight. You can wash the plates in the washing machine. It's great.
Yeah, the washing machine and the dishwasher as well.
Did I say washing machine?
Yes, you said washing machine.
The washing machine for dishes.
Are you getting tired?
Yes. Washing machine for dishes.
Odds and ends.
Birthdays.
Diddy wants to know why you hate on vegetables, Renee. Explain it. Duh.
Vegetables see, not go together fine. I'm just picky about my vegetables.
Renee's not picky about her vegetables. Renee doesn't like the way I make her vegetables because I don't put sugar in it like her
mama.
That's
not true. Because her mom did not add sugar. No, she said.
She added sugar to the vegetables.
She said not enough to eat. Really? Okay.
So that the kids would eat it.
Jay, you are lying.
I am not lying.
She straight up said that's not why she added sugar.
That doesn't mean
she added it. Though. She said it wasn't really even enough to taste.
I'm not saying your mom lying, but that's not why. That's not why.
Babe, she didn't even add enough to taste. Anyway, I don't like.
Well, how do you know when sugar's not added then?
Because it tastes different, but it tastes a little off. Sorry.
Whatever.
That's not. I'm going to tell my mom you call her a liar.
I sat here on the show and said, I'm not calling your mama a liar.
But that's not. But.
All right,
what
was
she
no
said
but.
Wasn't true.
I didn't say what but. I didn't say but. You said that.
Stop calling my mama a liar.
I'm not calling your mama a liar.
We have birthdays from since we've been gone. My brother-in-law Demetrius' birthday was on December 24th.
And on December 29th was Elijah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. My cousin Nikki's birthday was on December 30th. Happy birthday, Nikki.
On December 31st, we had Brian Woodard. Happy birthday from the Frog Pants group.
Yep. And Jeff Anderson's birthday was on December 31st.
On New Year's Day, none other than Charles Cadenhead. I am Eagle. Happy birthday.
That's a nice birthday.
Yep.
Joe Martin's birthday was on December the 5th.
It was on the 5th. 1/5.
January 5th. Why did I say December?
1/5. It was when his birthday is.
Babe, leave me alone. That's no, Google Docs.
I know it's Google Docs. Oh, okay. I see what you did. And then tomorrow is Pelel's birthday.
Happy birthday, Pelel.
Happy birthday, Pelel. Oh, and today's my cousin's birthday.
Oh.
Trish.
Happy birthday, Trish.
Yep. Happy birthday.
Yep. And Tuesday is Robin Jovicic.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Robin.
And then on Thursday, Kara's birthday.
I love Kara.
Yep.
She's awesome.
Yep. I am Mercy Medical. Oh.
I'm so glad I got to know her.
Me too.
I was always like, oh my gosh, she's so smart in the forums. And now I get to meet her. She's so cool.
So tell folks, what vegetables did your mom add sugar to?
Oh my gosh.
No, people are asking.
Ugh, people. All right.
Look at the chat room.
I'm looking. Peas, carrots, green beans,
Cabbage. Collard greens. Spinach.
No.
Yes.
No.
Babe.
Nope. Not spinach.
Renee.
She would add chopped egg. Spinach didn't
No,
have any sugar.
When she makes spinach now, she adds sugar to it too.
didn't have sugar when I was growing up.
I'm just telling you, babe.
I'm telling you didn't have when I was growing up.
Because y'all didn't eat spinach back then.
Are you kidding? I loved spinach.
Okay, then.
I ate spinach all the freaking time.
Why you gotta be dropping? Why you gotta be dropping that?
I said freaking.
You know what I'm saying?
All the fracking time.
I'm telling you, babe.
All the fracking time.
See, she get defensive. See, when she get like this, you know I'm telling the truth. So, what vegetable have you not talked about that your mom hasn't added sugar to?
She did add a little bit of sugar to corn. Salad. No sugar was added to salad. When we had salad, there was no sugar added. So. Not that the French and ranch mixed together, you know, on my salad when I was little. I'm sure that, you know.
So pretty much all the vegetables you had.
Except for spinach. Except for a little bit of sugar, yes. Squash. I didn't like squash, but she adds a little bit of sugar to squash too. She adds a pinch of sugar. Just a pinch. Not even enough to really tell. She added sugar to vegetables. She's not the only one. You act like she's alone in this. No, don't even keep shrugging my shoulders. You better.
Okay.
Shut up.
I love you, babe.
Love you too.
I'm glad we're back doing this.
Me too.
You know, we missed you all. We're glad that we're doing this another year. 2014, got a lot going on. And we're looking forward to sharing that with you.
Yep.
Looking forward to sharing a lot of it with you.
Yep.
So if you want to email us, you can do so. You know, you can do that at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. And what I'm saying, for real, I think we have a, can we give a spoiler? Or can we be like, set something up for like later this month?
No. Well, maybe.
Something big may be happening.
Maybe.
You know, we might be starting a network or something.
Maybe.
What? Oh, nah.
That'd be funny if we did.
What? Nah.
But.
Nah, we're not doing that.
I can't imagine doing a network. It's too much work. I don't envy Aaron. So. It's all good.
What? You don't envy Aaron.
I don't envy Aaron because of all the work he has to do.
Oh, Aaron and Scott. Aaron. Oh.
Aaron's in the chat room. I was talking to Aaron. Aaron's here.
Yeah. What's going on? So, our blog. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast. If you want to call us, you can do so. Whereabouts?
You can do so. Sorry.
At 415.
At 415-75-VCAST. Stop it. I got this. 415-75-VCAST. That's 415.
41 stop.
415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy, that's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
We want to thank the guy, Derek Vincent
Scott. Guy.
At Pretty Lights
hey,
Music.
Hey, guy.
Well, no, it's one guy that does Pretty Lights
I
Music.
I know, but you said, I want to thank the guy.
Yeah, I almost said the guys. I do it all the time. At PrettyLightsMusic.com for allowing us to use his music for the intro and outro for our show. Thank you very much. And also, a congratulations to Scott Johnson and Brian Ebbett and all the Frog Pants crew for bringing home, Coverville under Frog Pants? No.
No.
Okay, so Frog Pants brought 3 podcast awards home for FemSAC and 2 for Morning Stream. They won the People's Choice Award and Comedy. And they also won the movie/film podcasting out in Las Vegas. And then congratulations to Brian Ebbett for his long-running show Coverville, winning that. For music. For Coverville. I had a brain freeze. And also, Tom Merritt and the folks over at Today in Tech, TNT, Tech News Today, they won the technology one as well. Which, check out Tom's website, tommerritt.com. He has some new stuff going on that's very exciting. So go check them out. And also, check out the guys and the ladies over at Black Astronauts Podcast. They have some new shows going down the feed, the Pisces Life, and some other shows.
I did hear that one, yeah.
Yep. So go check them out at blackastronauts.com. So, hey, you all have a great week. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, everyone.